Welcome to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow Series. I'm Sean Tuttle. Our mini lesson today is on safekeeping your passwords. We know that safekeeping our passwords is important, especially for our online financial websites. We know that the password should be complicated. We know they should be long. We know they should be changed frequently. Do we do this? No, usually not. And why not? Three reasons, really. They can be hard to memorize, inconvenient to access, so you have to dig around and find them. And when they're long and complicated, they're a pain in the butt to type in because you've got all these special characters and lowercase, uppercase. It's a pain in the butt. I get it. What you want is a way to keep passwords that's handy as the stickies on your monitor, only easier because you don't want to have to type it in. There are softwares called password managers, and the one that I use is called 1Password, and it's found at agilebits.com. It shows up in the browser, your web browser, so it's where you need it, when you need it. And all you do is memorize one master password. And then behind that gate, behind that master password, you can have all of these other passwords that are super long and complicated. And the program auto-fills the fields on the website. They're easy to generate long and complicated passwords, and you don't have to memorize them. If for some reason the info doesn't autofill in the web browser, there's a plugin right there with your web browser that you can get the information from. That's relevant in those financial ones where they split up the username on one screen and the password on another screen, or they throw in a special security question and that kind of thing. The database for it can either live on your computer or, and this is what I do, you can park the database in your Dropbox account. And in this way, you can sync it with your smartphone. You can also access your info from someone else's computer by logging into your Dropbox account. And you can also, if you normally work off of multiple computers, you can have both computers accessing the same database, so you don't have to enter in the information twice. In this one program, you can also make, they're called wallet entries, and so then you can put in your credit card and the special, you know, the three-digit or four-digit code and the expiration date, so then you never have to type in your credit card info again. And again, it's behind this master password. And there's also a space for notes. And this is where you can keep things like software licenses, clients, sensitive information, or anything else you want to keep private and stashed away. So these last couple of features are extras. The main reason for this program is to safe keep your passwords. It allows you to have long, complicated passwords, makes it really easy to fill them in when you need them. Clears up all of those little password notes that are sticking around your monitor, all over your desk, all over in a drawer, or if you keep a booklet, you know how you keep crossing it out and putting in the new one? It keeps it really clean, really tight, and it protects you out on the web. So, safekeeping your passwords. Do it. It's good for your health.
Get more Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons at naturalprofessional.com. I'm Sean Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is over.